Hey everybody, good morning. It's me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here with you on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Good morning again. Sorry we got a little late start there. We're just working out some technical kinks. I do love that word, kink. I don't know why, but I do. So it is March 9th, 2026, and it is now 10:07 a.m. We switched over to a little bit of a different, I don't know what you call it, just connection, a different way of connecting for me to connect with you. So just took a little longer because I have to do a few different things than I'm used to doing. And when we switch things, sometimes it takes a minute, but all is well and we are here. So daylight savings time is like, I was just talking to Serena, my producer, and we're just saying daylight savings time is like, so there's so many artificial things that throw our bodies off, and daylight savings time is one of them for me. I swear I woke up at 9 o'clock, and it's now, like I said, it's now like a little after 10 here. But so I woke up like an hour ago, and I almost didn't know where I was. I didn't know what time it was. I was in such a deep sleep that I was like, I am more tired than I should be, because I know I got probably 7.5 hours of sleep, which isn't terrible for me. It's not quite enough, but it's also not like super lacking. I mean, you know, anywhere, if I get 8 hours, I'm usually really happy. If I get more than that, I'm happier, but 7.5 is usually close enough. So, and I pretty much fell asleep right away. So I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it is about the, like that losing that hour. It's like my body really knows it now. It never did, you know, when I was younger. But now it's like, I really feel it. And I hope it doesn't take me too long to adjust, because it kind of sucks to wake up and feel so exhausted when you've just slept 7.5 hours. I may go back to bed after this show. So I hope that all of you are doing really well. I am okay. I'm good. I am still without a car at the moment. I'm still navigating that situation and not quite sure what's going to happen, but I know I told you the saga last week of what happened, so I won't go into that again. But unless some miracle happens like today, I don't think I'm getting my car back, which is at the same time like disappointing and upsetting in a way, but in another way almost a relief, because that means I don't have a car payment. And the car payment was pretty hefty. So I actually don't mind not having a car payment, but I do mind not having a car. So it looks like I'm going to be, I'm crossing my fingers, you know, as I say this, it looks like I'm going to be hopefully getting a car some other way, although I don't know what that way is just yet. That remains to be seen, whether there's going to be some lovely benefactor out there who's going to gift me a car, because that definitely has happened in the past, and I would love for that to happen again. I would love to have that happen again. Or, you know, another alternative, which I don't know what that would be yet. So as you can see, I'm sort of leaving it up to the universe to decide what's going to happen next. and I'm open to possibilities. I literally just do not know, because I am not up for paying another, several hundred dollars a month, five, $600 a month for a car. I'm just not. I don't want to. And I'm not being resistant about it. I'm actually feeling into it and saying, no, that just doesn't feel good to me right now. It just doesn't. So, less than that, maybe two, $300. Yeah, maybe. Free, even better. But yeah, no, not like I was paying. It doesn't thrill me. I'm not jazzed. And I feel a lot of you out there, maybe not even a lot of you, but maybe a few of you. I feel some people out there saying, wow, having the judgment about me expecting to be gifted a car. And I get that because, that feels like a big impossible thing for a lot of people. However, I know it's not only possible, but has been the norm for me. And I'm not kidding when I say that. And I'm not bragging either. Well, I guess you could call it bragging, because Mama Gina says bragging is a good thing, because it means we're talking about our manifestations, which that's exactly what I'm doing. But it's not boasting, so that's different. That comes from ego. So I will brag, not boast, about the fact that yes, I have been gifted brand new cars several times in my life. And the last one was probably, it was a few years ago. I don't remember exactly, but it was a few years ago. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago. So, a bunch of years ago, like 8 years ago. And why wouldn't it happen again, right? Because it's happened, I would say, four times, I think, so far. And it just so happened that, like I was talking about last week, it came through a lovely gentleman. It came through the masculine energy, because the masculine loves to serve the feminine. The healthy masculine loves to serve the feminine. What makes an emotionally healthy masculine man very happy and very in his pleasure is to see a woman that he cares about very happy. And these gentlemen who gifted me cars knew that they would be making me very happy if they took care of my car woes. And so they did. And that's what happened. So I was very fortunate. I was very blessed. And I believe that I still am blessed today, and that anything could happen. And miracles are real. So it says it even in A Course in Miracles, I am entitled to miracles, lesson 77. And I listen to that in a meditation all the time because I love it. Excuse me. I was listening to it on the Insight Timer. There's a Course in Miracles lesson 77 meditation. It's about, I think it's like 15 minutes long or something like that. And it just says, I am entitled to miracles. And of course, it goes on to read the whole lesson, which is lovely. It's amazing. And it's a wonderful lesson. And when you think about it, it's just something that I always keep in mind. I am entitled to miracles. And a lot of people get triggered with the word entitled. I don't. I mean, I do if somebody like I might if somebody uses it in an accusatory way. I might get a little triggered then and there. But I don't anymore because I know that what it actually means is if someone is calling me entitled, first of all, then they usually can't afford to give what it is that I feel I need or want. And it's their issue, it's not mine. So, because I'm not entitled. I'm only, like it says, I'm only entitled to miracles. And that's where this knowledge and this owning of my desire comes from. I own the desire of what I want because I know that I'm worthy of it. And I'm so staunch in that. And when I hear myself saying these words, because right now I'm the observer and the words are flowing through me, so I'm observing what's coming out of my mouth. And even my, I guess I don't know what part of me it is. Maybe it's my ego. Maybe it's part of, it's my human, definitely part of my human. It's not my spirit. But I'm listening to the words coming out of my human's mouth. Lori, the human. And I'm listening to the words and I'm saying, wow, I can't believe you're saying that because that just sounds unbelievable. And I'm sure it's what a lot of people would say if they heard me talk like this, and they have. And yet I know it's true, that I am entitled to miracles and I am worthy of what I desire. So, like, I actually know this, and I know it in my soul. And I believe that that is why I have been so fortunate and so blessed to have received what I've desired. And, I will say it till the cows come home because it's the truth. And it may not align with what society believes. It may not align with what you were taught as a kid. It may not align with what you believe as an adult because maybe you feel like, oh no, that's taking advantage and that's, but that's bullshit. It's not taking advantage of anybody. Receiving is receiving. You have to be a good receiver. If somebody wants to give you a gift and you have a desire, there's nothing wrong with receiving. Actually, there's everything right with it. More people need to be good receivers, especially women, because we're built to receive, like literally. Think of our bodies. Our bodies are built to be receptive. And the masculine is built to be forthcoming, forward moving, and giving. You can't deny when you boil it down that that is actually our nature. The masculine gives, the feminine receives. And that's not to say that the masculine never receives, because in the process of giving, like when I give someone a gift, don't you think I'm receiving something from giving that gift? I'm receiving the happiness of seeing them loving the gift, right? So it works both ways. You can't receive without giving, and you cannot give without receiving. You can't. It's just impossible. If you are purely giving from a heart-centered place, and if you are receiving from that same place with gratitude and love, it's impossible to do one without the other. Freely giving is the best way to receive, and freely receiving is the best way to give that pleasure to someone else. So this is all coming through me this morning. I guess everyone just needed to hear it, including me. And I'm gonna go tell all of you how to get over to the Facebook page right now. So that was just something that apparently needed to be said. But yeah, that's why I am remaining open in my quest for, transportation. I'm just remaining very, very open, and I, in the meantime, will do what I need to do to have transportation. Like, if I have to rent a car, I'll rent a car. I'm not doing it today, probably because I'll probably just take a Lyft down to, or an Uber down to the store to get my celery juice. Or, maybe somebody will hear the show, or maybe one of my acquaintances will call me or text me and say, "Hey, do you need anything?" Because people do that. People do that for me, and I'm happy to say that. Sometimes people will just ask me, "Can I do anything for you?" And that's lovely. And maybe I'll say, "Yeah, I could use a ride to the store," Things like that happen to me all the time because I'm open to them. You literally just have to not be resistant, and you have to be in a state of allowing for good things to happen. And I stand by that, and every moment of my life. And I will say that not every moment of my life is super fun and easy because I have challenges. People would say this is a challenging situation, and absolutely, it's not really fun not having reliable transportation, but you can also reframe it and make the best of it and look at the positive side of it, which is no car payment. And no responsibility of having to maintain, because I have to tell you, maintenance on a car is expensive too. So it doesn't all boil down to money, but that's a big part of it when you have a car. It's an expense, even though it is a privilege, I believe, to have a car. Sorry, needed some water. And it's a privilege, and it can be a necessity for sure. But it's also a responsibility. And maybe I don't want a huge responsibility right now. And maybe I really have an overarching desire to have a car, a good car, a new car. Dare I desire that? Yes, I dare. Without having to pay for it again? Yeah, I would love that. My whole body lights up, actually, when I think about that, truly, because it feels so good to be gifted something completely free and clear. It's wonderful, especially something as big as a car. So let me just tell you that it can happen because it's happened for me. And it can happen again. And so I will see what happens. The universe, I ask the universe to surprise and delight me all the time. And it does. It does. So I'm gonna wait for the universe to surprise and delight me this time too. And that can come in the form of another human. It usually does come in the form of another human, but not always. But since we are in physical bodies, it very much often does come. Our blessings do come in the form of other humans because of the fact that we are human and we're in these bodies. So it makes sense. So how to get over to the Facebook page if you want to chat with me, if you want to ask a question. Since I am a spiritual psychology practitioner as well as a projector in the human design system, which makes me a natural guide and very intuitive. And I tend to give pretty good advice. More than pretty good, I've been told. So go to your computer, device, phone, smartphone. If you have a flip phone, I'm sorry it won't work. Type in 1-2 radio, and that will take you over to a black based screen or a black background screen where you will see my photo and you will also see some options on the left side of the screen, and one of them is chat. And if you just hit chat, you will be brought over to the 1-2 Radio Facebook page. It is really cold in here, Bert. And I don't say that very often, it's very cold in here, but it's very cold in here this morning. So I'm just going to close that door. And it's very overcast today. Sun's trying to break through, but it's still chilly. It is winter after all. Actually, is it spring yet? I think it is spring, right? I don't know when that changes, but I think it's almost spring. But it's still technically winter, I think. I actually don't pay attention, so I'm not sure. So yes, just scroll down and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I want to say hi to all of you. All right. Hey, Rob. Hey, Renee. Hey, Kat. Yes, it very much is Monday. I know. Thank you for telling me, because sometimes I have no idea what day it is. I just don't. I don't know what day it is. Often I don't know, you know, what time it is. It's just like I live on this cloud. And it's a great place to be. Not really caring. And this is another thing I actually was thinking about earlier, not really caring about what's happening around me. Not that I don't care, I do care, but not really getting involved with all of the happenings going on in the world around me. Because I find, and I've talked about this before, I find that if I don't focus on something, it doesn't affect me personally. Even if it's affecting many, many people around me personally. But that's because they're focusing on it, like overly focused. I have found that when I don't focus, overly focus, if I notice something, that's a different story. If I notice it and then, you know, be like, oh, okay, that thing, and then move on to something else, it doesn't affect me personally nearly as much, if at all. So that's, I don't even try anymore. I try to focus on what I want and not what I don't want as much as possible. Because I have found that ignoring things sometimes can be very helpful. And sometimes ignoring things can get you in trouble. It depends on what it is. So you kind of have to have discernment about what you're ignoring. But ignoring things that you can do nothing about and that aren't going to help you if you focus on them are the things that you want to ignore. Ignoring things that you need to focus on and do something about are the things that you probably should not ignore. Like lessons learned, you know, my own personal situation notwithstanding. Because I really feel like I ignored a few things when it came to my car, but I also happen to know that in a way it's still serving me. So was it really a bad thing? I don't think so. Not necessarily. Maybe in the moment, but in the long run, I'm pretty sure it's actually going to be a very good thing. So anyhow. Okay. Yeah. Rob says, if I get 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep, be it a disturbance, an overactive bladder or other, I'm playing with house money these days. You're so funny, Rob. You know, that's what a lot of people say, but I can't do 6 hours. 6 hours, I would be, maybe one day or two. Two in a row is even pushing it for me, because I'm a projector, like I just said, in human design, and projectors especially need sleep, and we need a lot of it. We need a lot more than most people, actually. And I've always known this on some level. I didn't know exactly why, but when I read and started studying human design and realized that I was a projector and that we really do need more sleep, I noticed that, oh, well, that's why. This all makes sense now, because I have always needed more sleep than other people. And so, yeah, 6 hours, that would not be enough for me. Definitely not. I would definitely not be at my best. But yeah, right now it's just the daylight savings time. I think that's throwing me a little bit off because 7.5 hours normally I would not be tired. Well, I can't actually say that. I'll take that back because sometimes I definitely still feel tired. But that's also because of all the upgrades that have been happening. If I get 7.5 or 8 hours of sleep and I really still feel tired, then I'm being upgraded. My, the ascension process is happening and our physical bodies are being upgraded to be able to hold more light, more energy. And I have been having some really big upgrades. And so that's when I need more sleep. I know that if I am feeling tired after I've had a full night's sleep, like a really full night's sleep, and I need to go back to bed, then I know that I'm being upgraded because the upgrades happen while I sleep. And if I don't get horizontal and let my body just do its thing, I'm not going to feel that good. So, and I'm going to be exhausted. And I'm also not going to allow the upgrades. And I definitely want to allow my body to upgrade. Because it has, and I can tell you it's upgrading in so many ways. And I'll say even on a human level, because the body is human after all. And I can feel it in many ways, like my appetite is different, my just my physical body composition feels different. It's weird. It's hard to explain, but I do feel that things are just shifting and changing, and some of the changes are really great. Others, not so much, actually. But it's like a metamorphosis. So even the changes that I don't love tend to metamorphosize, if that's the word, into something better eventually. So I know I'm talking in a very abstract way, but that is what is happening. So let me go back to the Facebook chat. Again, if you want to ask me questions, I'm happy to answer. That's why I'm here. So I just wanted to mention something. I'm trying to recall, which is not easy in this state. I'm trying to recall what I have been investigating. So a lot of people think it's normal to wake up in the middle of the night to pee. It's actually not. And I was reading about this online, and there is something that needs adjustment in your body if you're waking up in the middle of the night to pee, whether you're a man or a woman. And I can't remember, shoot, I wish I could. There is some sort of issue that you need to look at if you're waking up in the middle of the night to pee. I mean, it could be that you're just drinking too much water before bed. That's possible. But especially if you're not doing that, there's something that you need to investigate. And it's a health issue. And most people don't think it's a serious health issue, but as I recall, it can indicate something that is not really a wanted thing. It's something that, is not super healthy. And I wish I could remember exactly what it is, but I don't. So maybe investigate that. If you wake up in the middle of the night to pee, hop online and see what you can find out about that, because it's actually something that I read very recently that kind of surprised me a little bit, because I know so many people say that they wake up in the middle of the night having to pee, and they think it's a normal thing, and it's actually not, because one, it disturbs your sleep, which is really unhealthy. I think that's actually what it might have been partly talking about how unhealthy it is to really interrupt your sleep. So if you can avoid that, it's best. So they say not to drink a lot of water before bed, but I have to tell you, I drink tons of water before bed. Tons. And thank God I don't ever have to get up in the middle of the night to pee. I don't. Even if I sleep, like, honestly, even if I sleep 10 hours, often I'll have to get up to do something else earlier in the morning after, like, maybe 6 or 7 hours once in a while. But oh, there's an eyelash on my eye. I just made a wish, and I can't tell you what it is. But sometimes I take magnesium citrate at night to keep regular, if you know what I mean. And sometimes I will wake up earlier than I would like to in the morning, not in the middle of the night, usually. Usually in the morning to, do the other thing. But it's not because of any, physical issue, like waking up in the middle of the night to pee is. It's a different thing. So I hope that makes sense. Magnesium citrate is a laxative. So if you take magnesium citrate at night, you are going to go in the morning. And sometimes it will wake you up earlier than you would like. Not usually not in the middle of the night, though, like I said. Usually it's after like 6, 7, 8 hours. Thankfully. So at least you get a good night's sleep. But I've been doing that for a long time because as a young woman, I and many of my friends, I might say, had issues with not being regular. And that is a problem I have found for a lot of women. And so I started using ester C, a combination of ester C and magnesium citrate to alleviate the constipation. And it works beautifully. So if you have that problem, I highly suggest that you try some, esterified C, vitamin C, but make sure it's esterified. They call it, and some brands call it ester C. Ester C is a brand name now. It didn't used to be. But it is now. So just get esterified C and magnesium citrate. I'm not a doctor, but these are supplements. And if you want to ask your naturopath about it, they will probably know. I don't know that Western medicine doctors all know about this, honestly, because it's a supplement. They're supplements, they're not drugs, but they do have a laxative effect. So if you have that problem and need a solution that's natural and healthy, there you go. You are welcome. So, it works like a charm. You just have to play with the dosage. You start out small just to see, and then you keep increasing it until you notice the difference, and you will notice the difference eventually. And that's where you kind of, taper off, or not taper, but level off, and like the right dosage for you. I take a lot. I take like Oh gosh, I take quite a few pills of each. A lot. I take like eight vitamin C and 12. These are capsule form. I take 8 capsules of vitamin C and I take about 13 capsules of magnesium citrate. And that's a lot. It is, but I like to make sure that I go. And I'm a little bit fanatical about it. So you don't need to take that much. You will be like in the bathroom all day. So unless you do, find out. Start with like two, I would say, for any person who is just, a little bit irregular. Start with two, build it up if you need to, and balance, make, you don't have to balance them exactly, but see what works best. You'll tap into your intuition and just kind of see what feels good for you. Sometimes you need more of one than the other. Like I take more of the magnesium citrate than I do of the vitamin C, because the ester C can If you take a lot of it, it will cause diarrhea, absolutely. As will the magnesium citrate, but it just feels different for some reason. The two substances are different substances, and they make my body feel slightly different if I increase it. So I kind of try to listen to my body and tap into my body and what feels like I might need more of one than the other, or vice versa. So kind of, go by how you feel and adjust accordingly. Okay. But yeah, my point was definitely that it's actually not, I don't even want to say normal, but it's not, it's common to wake up in the middle of the night to pee, but it's actually not normal. It's not something you should be doing. And I know that sounds weird because so many people do, because it is common, but it's not a great healthy thing. You should be able to sleep through the night without waking up to pee. Plus, it wakes up the person next to you, and that's no fun for them. If there's a person next to you, and that can get annoying. So it's better just not to do it. So I would look that up online. Actually, I'm going to look it up online, and I'm going to find out, and I'm going to tell you next week. So I'm going to find out because I remember distinctly reading that there's a way to fix it. Okay. Hey Tara, that's very cute. These funny little gifts of I think that's a dog. It almost looks like a coyote, but it's a dog on a little tractor. Yeah, Jean. I know you mentioned this last week, Jean. You're coping with the death of your only sibling who you were not close to. For 74 years, you tried to understand why he always was abusive towards you and still don't have any clarity. Anything from spirit on this? So, I don't know if you heard me last week, but I did pull a card for you. If you would like, I can pull another one because I know that that's an awfully hard thing to cope with, and I'm sorry that you're dealing with that. Just know, Jean. I will tell you this right now from spirit, and from me too, that what other people do is never about us. It's just not. Your abusive brother, since you say he, if your brother was abusive towards you, he had his own issues. He had his own demons. He dealt with those, and he was projecting them onto you. They weren't yours to hold. And often when people do that, it's because they don't know how to deal with their own issues. So they project them onto other people, and they blame, and they shame, and they judge. And that's what people do sometimes when they are wrestling with really difficult demons and issues. I don't mean literal demons. I mean, figurative, like problems when they have mental problems or emotional problems that they're dealing with, and they don't get help or they don't know how to help themselves. They often project onto the people around them, and often they project on the people around them who are closest to them because they know that they won't run away. So he probably knew that you were his sister and loved him, even though he was being shitty to you. And I'm sorry about that. But he knew that he could do this and that you wouldn't necessarily run away from him, that you would stay. Because, family is supposed to stay, right? And often does. It's not always healthy to deal with things that way. It's not healthy at all, actually, physically or emotionally or mentally in every possible way. But when you're dealing with someone else who is projecting their issues onto you, please know, Jean, that it is not about you at all, no matter what. Even if you've done something that you think, you know, might have precipitated the abuse, it's still separate. It's still separate. Because what it feels like to me, and what it sounds like from what you're saying, it just feels like I said, he really had demons, he really had issues, and he was just projecting them all over you and, you know, anybody else who happened to be in the vicinity, probably. And that's not about you. It just never is. So the best thing for you to do, Jean, is realize that you are a whole human who did not deserve to be treated that way. You are worthy of good treatment. And this perhaps was, I would venture to say, something that you and your brother, before you even came into this physical incarnation, decided. You decided when you were still in your spiritual form, before you came into these human bodies, you decided that you were going to come together in this life, in this earth school, and learn these lessons together and trigger the shit out of each other so that you could see the contrast of what you do want and what you don't want, and really hone the desire for better treatment. And I'm sorry it didn't happen in your brother's lifetime. But you now know that you don't want to be treated that way. So I don't know who's around you. I don't know if you are involved with anyone. But you know that that's not the kind of treatment that you want to tolerate anymore. And I have a feeling that you're not going to. So it's a hard lesson, granted. But it does teach, and I know that the most contemptuous relationships are the ones in which we learn a whole hell of a lot. The most difficult relationships can often be our greatest teachers. So you have to kind of look under the surface, because the surface looks terrible, obviously, the way he was treating you. So you have to go underneath and realize that only love is real. Everything else is an illusion. And it's not happening anymore. And the past is the past. The past does not exist. The past is done, over and done. So do your best to take whatever lessons you were meant to learn from that experience and move forward into your best life, Jean, because that's what spirit wants for you. That's what I want for you. And I'm sure that's what you want for yourself. So let me pull another card for you, just because we can, and see what else spirit has to say. Okay. All right. So this card is for Jean, and if it resonates for anyone else, I'm going to say it's for you too. Let me just make sure I'm doing this correctly. Okay. Because often when we hear these messages from spirit, they resonate with more than one person, and if they do, then it's meant for you as well, and you'll know. Darn it, I gotta watch that finger, my shuffling finger. It actually hurts to shuffle a little bit. So I'm gonna do my best. Okay. All right. So, Jean, all right, there's a card right there for you. Okay, it's the angel of support, Jean. The universe has heard your silent call for help. There you go. Okay. I'd say that's perfect. The universe has heard your silent call for help and has sent an angel to support and guide you through the current circumstances, Jean. Your financial and emotional well-being is about to take a turn for the better through an unexpected blessing or sudden change in fortune that is soon to come your way. Surrender all fear and anxiety to God and trust. The universe is conspiring to help you. Emotional, spiritual, and material support come through a seemingly chance encounter with someone new or through an unexpected offer. Stop worrying. So that feels very appropriate. And it also throws in a little bit of money, which never hurts. So maybe not a little bit, maybe a lot. Who knows? Right? So it does indicate that help is on the way and you will be feeling better soon. So I hope that what I've said has been somewhat soothing to your psyche and your spirit, Jean, and you're human. I hope that something I've said has helped you in any way, in some way. Because I do not like knowing that people are suffering, and I really want you to feel better. So let me go to the Facebook chat. We have a couple minutes left. Oh my God. Rob says, sounds like you need to get yourself an e-scooter. You know, that's actually not a bad idea. I'm gonna have to think about that. Excuse me. Hey, Quelly. Good to see you. Hey, Edward. Edward says, I live to serve, so this message resonates with me. Blessed am I to be capable. Amen, Edward. You are so helpful, and I'm so grateful for you. Renee says, totally forgot daylight savings time. Good thing my phone was my alarm clock this morning. Yeah, it's a good thing. I didn't even know we were setting the clocks back this time. And I woke up and I was like, wow, I really slept a long time. And then I realized that, no, I hadn't. It was just because of daylight savings time. Hey, Tara. Tara says, I'd like a new car too. Yeah. Let's all manifest new cars. Why the hell not? I'm telling you, Tara. If I can do it, I can probably teach you how to do it too. Or you can figure out how to do it yourself. And if you need help, you can always ask me. Because I would love to help everyone manifest new cars. That would be amazing. Okay. Yeah. Jean says, I was gifted a brand new car by my mother, which launched an epic amount of hatred from my brother. Oh my gosh. Who had gotten help with umpteen dozen cars by my mother. Only car she ever helped me with ever. The car is now 20 years old. Wow. That's, I mean, it explains a lot, but the hatred, I want to say, the hatred from your brother wasn't just about the car, Jean. And I think you probably know that. Your brother, Dr. Wayne Dyer always said that we are like, well, he said something to this effect. What do you get when you squeeze an orange? You get the juice. Why do you get orange juice? Because that's what's inside. So same for people. When you squeeze someone and they, you know, are feeling pressured about something or put upon about something, you see what they're really made of. And apparently your brother was made of anger, and not saying that's his whole being. It's not, but you know, the ego, that's the ego. And yes, we all have our moments, but did he come back and apologize to you after the rupture? I'm guessing he probably didn't. So that's how you see what people are really made of. And it's unfortunate, but that's why the hatred was hatred of himself, not of you. Okay, Rob, I'm reading your message here. Oh, I guess you didn't like the effect of the magnesium citrate, eh? There's no sucrose in magnesium citrate. There, I don't know. Sucrose is sugar, and I don't do sugar, so there's no sucrose in magnesium citrate. There shouldn't be anyway, unless you're taking some weird sort of magnesium citrate that I don't know about. All right, I have got to go and make way for Christine Demorier, whose show is coming up next. So stay tuned for her. I have enjoyed being with all of you so very much. And I wish I could stay longer, but I will be back next week once again. So I hope that all of you will join me. And I'm going to look up that middle of the night issue and give you more information about that if I can find it. So let's all meet here next week. It's an agreement. I love all of you dearly, and I'm so grateful for all of you being here with me. Thank you so much. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you. See you next week.